when God smiles. That's a blessed time. When you read these times in Scripture where you would just see God just looking down and just smiling. We've been lately in our studies here on the broadcast talking about King David and the wonderful times as he was coming up and slew the giant, all those things. And God just smiling on this man who grew to the point to where he was the king of Israel, led his country victorious into battle, saw much prosperity. And then that was that terrible night when David made a very, very wrong decision. And he brought Bathsheba into his house, had relations with her, lied about it, deceived, murdered her husband, all of those terrible things that brought the sword. They were Nathan the prophet said, the sword will not depart from your house. And you know that during those times that God was not smiling down on David as he had previous. And then you see another bright spot, and that was the birth of Solomon. And Scripture tells us that God loved Solomon from a child. And then we read about in the Chronicles about Solomon becoming the king of Israel. And how that this young man behaved himself very, very well in those early years of his reign. And we find that he had made 1,000 burnt offerings to the Lord, just to glorify, magnify the name of the Lord. And on that day, just the praises just went up. And that night, as Solomon laid upon his bed, the Spirit of God came to him and said to him, he says, ask whatever you will. Now, I tell you, folks, that's an amazing thing, to have God come to you in your sleep and say, ask whatever you will. And so the response from Solomon was, Lord, I would ask you for wisdom and knowledge to be able to rule your people wisely. And when that answer came to God, that I believe that God was smiling down upon this young man as he was new in this position of leading the people. And he had a heart to want to lead them into righteousness and lead them in such a way that there would always be a spiritual move of God upon the land and upon the nation, God's blessings. You see, I see a great correlation here between spiritual leadership and the hand of God, blessings and prosperity. And that's what happened in Israel, is God smiled down upon this young man and upon his nation. My goodness, blessings flowed. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.